Live Saturday edition here with you tonight. It's Ian
and Mark.
And you can join us on the airwaves here at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. You can not just take control of the airwaves, but also take control of the content of the website. You can submit different items that you find online, submit it to the site, and then you can vote as to whether or not you like or dislike the items that you see there. And the most voted of make it to the front page in the top of the website. So head over there and get interactive at freetalklive.com. For those of you just tuning in, the first hour we were discussing hazing. And the issue that brought this about is yet another example of some college kids abusing one another and humiliating one another. In this case, both abusing and humiliating one another combined in a Boston University frat house basement. According to CBS News in Boston, this particular university is what is called a, essentially it's like an underground university, an unrecognized fraternity. So this is one that is not, I guess, sanctioned by the university itself.
What does one do about that? I mean, the university isn't sanctioning it necessarily.
Well, the police are, bringing criminal charges against 14 people in this case. And you know, as I pointed out before, I don't think that criminal charges should be involved as much as just people need to talk about this and get it out there in the open what really goes on, unless somebody's actually saying, hey, stop that, and the person doesn't stop, in which case then I think criminal charges are appropriate. But in this particular case we're talking about here, condiment-type items were poured on the students. Beer was also poured on them, coffee grinds, fish sauce, chili sauce, honey, hot sauce, mustard, empty sardine cans. Their backs, they were completely, they were in their underwear, and their backs had red welts on them from being apparently lashed with something. They were shivering in a freezing cold basement when they were found early in the morning hours by the police. So that's what happened in that particular instance. We were sharing with you a piece called In Defense of Hazing, where one person who went to apparently a Dartmouth College in our very own New Hampshire here is relating how he just thinks hazing is just super. And we'll get back into his experiences here in a moment. But first, we go to the phones and to your thoughts. You're welcome to chime in to this discussion. Maybe you've been involved in hazing. Perhaps you have done the hazing or received it or done both. Or maybe you're, you know, like me and you think it's pretty weird and sick. Let's talk to David, listening to Myrtle Beach's WRNN. Hello, David.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, great. What's on your mind tonight?
Like your show. Love your show.
First of all,
what you were just talking about was, it's called a local fraternity. They are recognized by the university. They're just not part of a national organization. I am a founding father of a national fraternity. Many, many, many years ago, and spent 8 years as a Greek advisor for a Northeastern university and a Southern university. And I will say that as a brother and as an advisor, there is absolutely positively no excuse for hazing in any sort of situation. It's just bad. It's wrong. It doesn't create brotherhood or sisterhood. It's just a bad thing.
Were you hazed?
No, not really. I mean, I'll be honest with you, the worst thing I had to do, and I hope this isn't bad online on the air, but I had to get a girl's breast in peanut butter. That was about the worst thing I had to do.
Worst things could happen to a man.
Kind of, yeah, it was tough.
Well, give me an example of what you consider hazing.
For example, I was at a Northeastern university where I was a Panhellenic advisor. That's the governing body for sororities. And I had one of my groups get arrested for having them march their pledges across the Delaware River in March when the ice was breaking up.
Oh my God. That's a terrible idea.
Very dangerous. Very dangerous. They got in a lot of trouble. But I also do want to say, in defense of fraternities, I understand you guys don't sound like you're Greek. But the money that they pay, you're not buying friendship. It really isn't. And no, not everybody gets along. You know, I'm 50 years old, and there are people I still talk to today. But, you know, the money that goes in involves, there are expenses in being in a fraternity, such as house things.
Rent.
Rent.
Food.
Yeah, food. Ritual stuff. Sports for the intramural programs, and what a lot of people don't realize is the philanthropic things that we do. We spent you know, hours and hours and hours and donated tons of money and time to several charities in the area when I was an undergrad.
That's something we've heard of before. We've certainly talked about this topic in the past, fraternities / hazing, et cetera. And usually somebody will come and trot out, "Oh, we're so involved in the community." And I think that's great. I mean, obviously, you know, getting involved in the community is a useful thing. And it certainly seems like something that they do almost to counteract the commonly held viewpoint that these are nothing more than just a bunch of useless partying college kids. So do you feel like, is that the motivation for it? We want to look good on one side, or do these people actually really want to help out?
No, we enjoyed it. We had fun. It was a lot of fun. And a lot of things that people don't realize that typically the male and female group GPA is higher than the overall student body. I had to maintain, we had to maintain a minimum of 2.5 GPA just to stay in the fraternity.
That's interesting. I didn't know about that. Are all fraternities that way or just some?
Most of your nationals are that way. For example, something to the effect of 90-plus percentages of all the presidents over the last 150 years have been members of the fraternity.
Yet another reason to stay away from fraternities.
I'll forgive you that one. Now, I ask you this. Now, certainly, what is the purpose? What do you think the social reason for fraternities is? Usually institutions pop up for a reason. Churches were a great way for agrarian peoples to get together and socialize, marry and mingle and meet and things like that. And what do you think the purpose is of Greek societies?
We all want to belong to something. My personal experience was I met a group of guys who happened to be living on my residence hall floor. And at that time, it was a local fraternity. And we were in the process of pledging a national fraternity, becoming part of a national fraternity.
Right.
And they're just great guys. I enjoyed their company.
Oh, I have no, if there's some people that you want to hang out with and they've got a club, I can't see that there's any problem with that particularly.
David, thank you for the call and the thoughts tonight. I appreciate hearing from you in that perspective. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Let's go to Mike, listening in El Paso to XM Satellite Radio, Extreme Talk. Hello, Mike.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call this evening.
Yes, sir. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, I just wanted to say, just tuned in, so I just barely heard where the people had red whelps on their back, where they apparently been whipped or something along that lines. But what I basically wanted to say is, as long as there's no physical injury involved, can we really call it hazing? I mean, I got put through some tremendously embarrassing situations.
Yeah, me too.
It's stunk at the time, but it was funny afterwards, and it did become a group building exercise, basically, is what it was. And as long as there's no physical danger or physical harm involved, what's the issue? I mean, I know
it's still mental abuse. I mean, the definition of hazing or to haze is to subject freshmen, newcomers, etc., to abusive or humiliating tricks and ridicule. And I think the idea that that basing relationships or trying to grow relationships off the basis of
mutually humiliating experiences,
I think, is really ultimately detrimental.
Well, I mean, I understand y'all's perspective on it. I guess I call it like this: if you want to be part of the group, this is what you have to do. If you don't want to be part of the group, then bye, there's the door.
No doubt about it.
It's kind of part of the freedom and liberty movement. I mean,
if you dig it, if you like the idea of dishing out abuse and then taking it, or taking it and then dishing it out, and it's all consensual, by all means. I mean, I think people should be able to cannibalize each other if they consent to it. Get in a ring and fight one another. Be as barbaric as you like. It ain't my style, but I still think that really negative things can come out of this abuse, whether or not you realize it has affected you in a negative way or not. And, Mike, thanks for the call tonight. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. And I think there's kind of larger societal issues that this speaks to as well. Free Talk Live.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Available now, 4 News Alms from Raja Mojo. Raja Mojo. That's R-A-J-A-M-O-J-O. Raja Mojo.
Call it democracy. I had enough of green lies from fascistic psychopathic genocidal corporations. All I want is the truth.
Raja Mojo.
Everybody knows the game is rigged. The poor stay poor, the rich stay rich.
4 new songs from Raja Mojo. Buy them today at Amazon, iTunes, Napster, and at a discount at cdbaby.com.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals, which damages the protein and amino acids, making them allergy-causing or toxic to your body. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. My name is Stephen Hewer. As a degreed nutritionist, my goal is to make you healthy in as short a time and as affordably as possible. One World Whey is speeding up the process of helping people get healthy and is replacing the need for many other supplements, making it more affordable. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from airfusionsystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at airfusionsystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from airfusionsystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save earth.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. It's a live Saturday edition of the program. 855-450-FREE. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the various features that await you there. We've got a lot of them, including our Shrine of Female Listeners, dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video proving they are listeners of this program. You can go and see them, and if you're a lady listener, get the details on how to become part of the Shrine over at shrine.freetalklive.com. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
Have you heard of bitcoins? Well, if you've listened to this show, you've heard of Bitcoins. But, you know, you may be just tuning in and have never heard of Bitcoins before. They're the world's first potentially anonymous digital cash. With Bitcoins, there are no contracts to sign or terms of service you've got to abide by. Anyone can download the free Bitcoin software and be using them in just a few minutes. With Bitcoins, you can send and receive money anywhere in the world with no fees, without needing permission from any banks or governments, agencies, or whatever. To learn how, visit weusecoins.org. And you really should see the video at weusecoins.org, because Bitcoins are changing the internet, and they're changing the world. Now, thanks to BitInstant.com, you can have Bitcoins in less than an hour by depositing cash at any major bank. To buy your Bitcoins with cash, visit BitInstant.com.
All right, so coming up, I want to hear more from you. If you've got stories to tell about hazing, maybe you've been involved in it and you want to look back on it and say whether or not it was in some way beneficial to you. But to me, it seems like it's the cycle of abuse yet again. And to me, the idea of hazing, of course, we're talking what most frequently is seen as hazing, which is, of course, college entrance rituals to get people into various different frats and sororities and such. But, of course, hazing does exist in other places, and essentially it's one batch of students abusing a new batch of students, and then they in turn abuse the next new batch of students, and as we've seen, it probably tends to get worse over the years as each new batch ratchets up the danger or the humiliation or both, to the point where you have insane things happening, like people being led through the Delaware River in mid-March when it's still pretty damn cold.
And the ice is breaking up. Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't here in New Hampshire go across some body of water in March necessarily, maybe early March, but the Delaware River.
Different frat boys being found in a basement in Boston just recently with being tied together, duct taped together, having various different items of food smeared all over them, beer poured upon them. They are in their underwear in a freezing cold basement, being apparently whipped with something. They have red welts on their backs, found shivering in the cold darkness in the early morning hours by the police. So this is pretty, in my opinion, twisted. But would love to have your thoughts at 855-453. Plus, there's another piece here that we haven't finished yet called In Defense of Hazing. We'll continue that here in moments as well. Mark is on the line listening in Portland to WGAN in Portland, Maine. Hello, Mark.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
My experience was as an Ivy Leaguer back in the 60s, about the same time that George W. was at Yale, I was at Yale, and I found it very interesting during the time that he and Mr. Kerry were running against each other. Every time I asked anybody of either party, but particularly the Democrats, I said, does it make you a little nervous to think that both Kerry and George W. are members of the same secret society at Yale? And I unvaryingly found that it did make him nervous, because it's kind of creepy to say, what is it that's secret that you can't tell anybody?
Well, yeah, wasn't it the Skull and Bones Society, as it's called?
The infamous Skull and Bones. And if you trace the history of that name and some of its appearances throughout history, that is not too cool an organization, because they're into the old arcane religions and a lot of really yucky stuff. That's where
right. George... I've certainly not heard positive things about this. Now, if you think about it from this perspective, a lot of these fraternities that the hazing is going on, I mean, they're at least publicly known. They have these days where they are recruiting on campus. What do they call them? Pledge Week or something like that, I think, where they, they're actively trying to get people to join their fraternities. Whereas a secret fraternity or a secret society is not so interested in recruiting people. You have to know somebody who knows somebody, and it makes you really wonder, what sort of, what extra creepy things and disturbing things are actually going on in a society like that that we have no idea about?
At the very least, they are specialists at influence peddling. They know each other when they get out into the adult world, and they are deferential toward each other. And the society itself is not poverty-stricken. They have a considerable amount of wealth that they can use for...
Oh, absolutely.
For various purposes, so that's a little unseemly. But the thing that I'd like to emphasize about the organization, and potentially several others in the Ivy League. If you trace the history of the Ivy League colleges, every single one of them started as a legitimate and sincere college for training ministers for various purposes. For Dartmouth, it was evangelizing Indians, and for Yale, it was furnishing ministers for the colonial towns and colonies and so forth. They started out with some beginning faculty members placing books from their own library on a table near the city of New Haven, and that's how the college began.
Interesting.
I, for one, as a highly idealistic, visionary high school graduate, a freshman entering Yale College, was deeply disappointed by what I found when I got there, because all of this heavy-duty secret society stuff is kind of a pox on the place. It isn't what Yale was, and some of us believe it isn't what Yale should be, or any of the other Ivy League schools.
Mark, thanks for the call and the thoughts tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. In fact, the piece that the guy who's writing in defense of hazing at the New York Daily News, the piece he's referring to by writer Andrew Lowe's, who has, I guess, outed some of the insanity going on at these Greek or so-called Greek organizations. I pulled up his piece. It's entitled "The Drunkest 4 Years of Your Life." And he was going to an Ivy League school. So we can continue that here in a moment. But Jerry is on the line listening in Indy to WXNT. Jerry, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi, guys. Hey. I've listened to your conversation, and part of the description you told about what happened to these students in this underground college sounds basically what I've heard stories from my brother about a fraternity party, food items, beer, and such. Now, the welts on the back, that's a bit extreme. However, I can remember my own experiences through high school and certain organizations. We had initiations. Now, is there a definitive difference between initiations and hazing?
I don't think there is.
Doesn't sound like it. What was your initiation? Give me an example.
Well, I was a band geek in high school, and during the summer, during marching band practice, they basically marched all the new people out, and they would shaving cream, soap, and hoses down, and all sorts of little goodies. I mean, there was no physical harm done to us, but it was kind of like welcome to marching band. You're not one of us, kind of thing.
You know, there was somebody at the end of this line somewhere that didn't get hazed. You know, they just got to rub shaving cream in somebody's head, and they had never had it done to them. What do you think about that person?
You think so? I don't know. You want to hang on, Jerry. More coming up here in a moment. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line, hazing.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro plant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves here. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And you can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. And the features you'll find there are completely free. No hazing process involved in getting signed up. All you have to do is just sign up for a free account. It's not very difficult at all, in fact. And then you get the ability to create the content on the website and vote on what you like and vote against the stuff you don't like. And now you can change your votes, which apparently you haven't been able to do before today. So you can now enjoy that new feature over at freetalklive.com. And if you experience, by the way, problems with our website, we have a forum dedicated to that on our BBS over at bbs.freetalklive.com. There's the bugs forum wherein you can submit issues that you might be coming across, because there are bugs in custom programming. That's just the way it goes. So appreciate anybody that gives us a heads up to stuff that we can fix. Over again, freetalklive.com. You can head over there and get interactive. Also, come on out to New Hampshire if you are interested at all in the Free State Project. If you listen to the show for a little while, you know that Mark and I moved from Florida, which is where we were born. Moved up to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project back in 2006, and it just keeps getting more interesting over time as more people make the move. In fact, the one-man rock band from New Jersey was here today looking for an apartment in the Keene area. There's people moving into the Manchester area and the Seacoast and Concord and even out in the woods in some little towns. People are coming here every single month. Brand new folks are arriving in New Hampshire from all across the country, and it's exciting because these people love liberty. That's the reason we're all getting together. We love freedom so much, the idea of liberty so much, we're coming together to get active to achieve it in our lifetime. And yeah, the ideas of liberty mean, like, accepting the ideas of liberty means that you have to allow other people to be free, which means that while I think hazing is weird and twisted and sick and dangerous, hey, if that's what you want to do with your free time, That's your
business. It's your free time.
Yeah, you go right ahead and have all the weird, sick, twisted stuff that you want to do done to you. And then do it to other people that consent. Fine by me. So you have to allow others to be free in order to also be free yourself. That doesn't mean we can't critique or suggest new options or alternatives or whatever. That's the marketplace and it's free speech. So 855-450-FREE is the number here. Go to porkfest.com, though. It's a great excuse to get to New Hampshire. The Porcupine Freedom Festival, PORCFEST.com. You can come up and you can camp out with hundreds of other like-minded, liberty-oriented people. You can engage in, there's cookouts and cooking competitions and family events. There's, I think they're going to bring another comedian or two or so to this particular event. There's live bands that are going to be playing.
Mostly it's the hanging out and, you know, whether
socializing.
It's with the families or whether, you know, partying, whatever it is that people want to do. It's an incredible event. Incredible
it
event.
It is. And if you love liberty, you're going to have a great time. So go to porkfest.com, PORCFEST.com. Get registered. It's June 18th through the 24th. So it's coming up. I mean, we're talking 2 months away at this point. It's going to be here before you know it. So once again, PORCFEST.com. We go back to Jerry listening in Indianapolis. We've been talking about hazing. And Jerry, you were telling us that you've been involved in some initiations, as they were called, in your band practice, which is another cover term for hazing. But at least it didn't involve red welts or whippings. You said that it was pretty much people were getting smeared with shaving cream and stuff like that?
Yeah, it was, I mean, it was all fun and games. I mean, no one ever really complained. And as the new people, we knew, I mean, we'd heard stories from older band members and from, we had brothers and sisters in it. We knew something was going to happen to us. I mean,
yep.
And like I said, when I was a senior, I got to do it to actually, my younger sister was a freshman at the time, and I got to be involved in her initiation.
How did that make you feel at the time?
It was, you know, as her brother, kind of like, you know, you know, I get to have some fun with you. But as, you know, a senior, it's kind of like, you know, you guys are going through the same thing I did years ago, so welcome to the club.
Yeah, I wonder about this.
That's what disturbs
What's
me.
The value. Now, people will say that there's this shared, you know, embarrassment that drives a group together, and I think that that's valid. It's absolutely true. But I wonder if, like, what is the value in that? I mean, if this is how we're creating an emotional bond with other people, isn't that kind of a cheap way to get there?
Well, in some people's eyes, it might be, but...
Now, this happened to me. I mean, I've got a story that's very similar to yours, and I did the same stuff. But I'm looking back on it now, and I saw that not only did I do what was done to me, but I did more. I added to it. And, you know, obviously humans love to dominate other humans, and somewhere along the line, way as you go back chronologically in this, somebody got to put shaving cream in someone's hair and flick their nose or whatever it is they did, and no one did it to them.
You mean, like, someone who started this way back?
This was just some sadist who said, hey, I know how a great way to have some fun with some younger people. And what does that do to the younger people as time goes by? I mean, we've been given this fallacious argument in our lives over and over again that, well, old people are wiser than us. And it gets applied even in high school. You know, seniors are wiser than freshmen and that sort of thing. So therefore, they get to be treated in that manner.
Well, it's sort of like your parents always telling you, you know, you can't, I mean, your parents act like they never did things that you do when you're younger, but then you go and talk to your grandparents and find out, yeah, they just did exactly what you're doing now. And
sure.
It's kind of like when a parent tells a child, you know, one day you're going to have kids, I'm going to do the same thing to you.
Jerry, thanks for the call.
I haven't said that yet.
I appreciate hearing
from you. But he's only four.
Let's talk to Jack, listening in Norfolk to WNIS. Jack, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi. What I basically want to talk about is, you guys are talking about fraternities and hazing, and I was in a fraternity for my 4 years in college. I was sergeant at arms. I was the pledge master. When I got out of college, when I graduated, I became the alumni president after several years. What you guys are talking about as far as hazing is the overwhelming minority of fraternities. I mean, it's not something that happens in every college campus and every fraternity. I've even worked with my nationals, and I can tell you right now, it's not, you know, something that happens.
So wait a minute. When you say hazing, are you talking about violence? Or are you talking about just humiliation? Or what? How do you define hazing?
All the above.
Anything so in your fraternity, there was no humiliation whatsoever to initiate people?
No.
Interesting.
Zero.
Tell me what the initiation process was like.
When I worked with my nationals, we actually had expelled brothers who had started hazing at certain chapters. It wasn't one of those things where it was like, oh, well, they're the older guys. No, they're the ones that we kicked out because they started it.
Now, what was the initiation process like then?
Meaning, if you were going to join, Mark, what would you have to go through?
Right.
Well, essentially, it would go through one semester of pledging. And everyone looks at pledging as, I'm going to go to these parties and I'm going to get, messed up or, they're going to paddle me with a paddle. No,
pledging. Pledging means to me humiliation, and pledging means to me humiliation and violence.
All the pledging process was learning the history of both the national and local fraternity, and coming around and hanging out with the brothers so that you would understand what everything was about. It wasn't what is put out by the media as far as you're getting humiliated or you're getting assaulted.
Would you say that the humiliation and assault has diminished over the years?
Oh, I'll be honest. It's still there in some chapters and some fraternities across the country, but it's one of those things that now people are getting kicked out of their fraternities. Chapters are getting closed down. Sure. All those chapters that you guys have mentioned before earlier have been closed down because of their hazing process.
What's yours? What's your Greek letters in when you were in?
Sigma Pi.
Sigma Pi. All right. Well, hey, yes, thanks sir. For the inside info. So basically you're saying that in your fraternity you didn't experience any of this, and it was just a matter of learning about the fraternity and kind of a semester-long trial run, and then what is there, like a test? What do you have to do to actually get in after the semester?
At the end of the semester, there is a test on everything you've learned, just like you were taking a math class or a science class.
Interesting.
And you would have to pass. I've had members of my fraternity that were African-American, that were homosexual. As a matter of fact, one of my closest roommates and best friends was a homosexual.
Sounds like you had a good one, Jack. I appreciate hearing from you. I'm glad to know there was no abuse in your friend. More coming up here. Thanks for the call. It's Free Talk Live at 855-453.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Get in the zone! AutoZone can help you protect your engine and the environment. Valvoline NextGen is better than new oil. It's 50% recycled oil, better for the environment, and great for your engine. Get a 5-plus quart jug of Valvoline NextGen conventional motor oil and a Fram ExtraGuard oil filter for just $20.99. Or Valvoline MaxLife NextGen High Mileage and a Fram ToughGuard filter for just $3 more. See store for restrictions and details. Protect your car and the environment with help from AutoZone. Parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up what you want. Live Saturday edition here at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. And if you like the show, well, you can help support Free Talk Live. Go to promote.freetalklive.com. You get a list of things you can do to help get Free Talk Live into more ears around the world. One of those ways is our free bumper sticker offer that you can get the details on there at promote.freetalklive.com. Plus, you can download a variety of web banners and graphics for your website. So you can get flyers that you can print out and other things that can help you get Free Talk Live to more ears over at promote.freetalklive.com. We'll come back more on hazing, and we'll finish up in defense of hazing by somebody who just loves the idea of committing abuse on other human beings. First, we go to George calling from Virginia Beach, listening to WNIS. Hey, George.
Yep, how are you?
Yeah, super. What's on your mind tonight?
Okay, well, I'm calling here from the radio station in Norfolk, only decides to air your show on Saturday, so that's the only time we get to hear you. But I glanced at your website earlier today, and maybe I can change the direction, maybe not of this conversation tonight, but maybe next Saturday. On your website, there was some interesting information that caught my attention. One was called Know Your Land Rights, about federal land rights and personal property.
Before you go on, can you back up off your phone just a little bit? Your voice is overmodulating, and I'm wondering if some people can hear you or not.
All right, I'll repeat myself. It was called Know Your Land Rights, www.landrights.com. It has some interesting information about federal land rights, like we have a constitutional limited republic, not a democracy. And it also indicated some information that the Supreme Court does not pass a ruling that does not put some heavy restrictions on state rights of lawyers. In other words, law.
I'm a little confused. You're saying you saw this on our website? Somebody put it up there as one of the show prep items?
I'm not sure where it was. I just, you know, clicked some buttons and.
Well, it doesn't seem to matter. Like you mentioned a republic, democracy. None of those things really factor into whether or not you have any rights to land. I mean, fact is you don't have any rights to land because the government people claim that they own all of the land. and they're going to do whatever they want with it. So they're going to tax you, and if you don't pay those taxes, then they're going to take it from you.
They're going to tell you where you can build, when you can build, how you can build.
Right.
They're going to tell you, you know, if some you know, endangered critter crawls onto your land, they're going to tell you you can't build.
And, George, I wish we could continue, but you got a bad connection, so thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Give us another try another night, maybe from a different phone, and I'm going to see if the board op can maybe check the phone system, make sure that it's not something happening on our side. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number here. So a little more on hazing as we investigate the phone system. I'm going to share with you the rest of this piece called In Defense of Hazing. It's written by a former Ivy League student from Dartmouth College. He was a member of what they call Sigma Alpha Epsilon, where somebody who is also a Sigma Alpha Epsilon member has recently made allegations about hazing rituals going on at Dartmouth while administrators turned a blind eye in an article for his student newspaper entitled The Drunkest 4 Years of Your Life. We can share that with you later if we have a chance. But I want to share this person's defense of hazing, since we have been not friendly toward hazing tonight on this program, Mark. So what is the perspective of somebody who just thinks it's cool and useful to do things like, well, here's what he had to do. He says, pledges in my day were hazed plenty. He says that in his day, he didn't have to eat a vomit omelet like kids today or chug cups of vinegar. But back in his day, they did have to drink a gallon of whole milk in less than an hour. They were pelted with mashed potatoes and had to gnaw the head off of a fish. He says, yeah, there's no doubt in my mind that similar hazing goes on at most schools around the country. Know what else isn't in my mind? The slightest care. That is not to say I condone the rare instances of hazing gone too far. What happened at Yale, he says, pledges being forced to scream in public a chant in favor of date rape, is morally despicable. What happened at Cornell, a pledge being forced to drink until he died of alcohol poisoning, is absolutely criminal. Let me stop there for a brief moment. This is one of the problems with this cycle of abuse, is that he can look back on his experience with fond memories of gnawing off of fish heads and drinking whole gallons of milk and look back on that and, you know, tell himself a story about how that helped him create wonderful friendships that have lasted him a lifetime. But every single iteration of this hazing year after year, it has a tendency to build upon itself to the point where now in the same very same fraternity, they are eating vomit omelets and other disgusting, horrific sounding things, to the point where it continues to build upon itself, and before you know it, you've got hazing that's, in his mind, gone too far. At some point, a line is crossed, and then you've got people chanting in favor of date rape and drinking until they're poisoned.
Do you think that drinking a gallon of milk as an inside of an hour as an initiation is hazing and bad? I mean, I've got to say, color me nonplussed. I just don't care.
It sounds abusive to me, Mark. It's all about psychological abuse, and I don't think that people should be doing these things to one another. I think that's really an indicator of some deeper held social social problems in this country. Maybe it has to do with the sexual repression that people experience here. Maybe it has to do with bad parenting. I really don't know what it is, but it's got to come out of somewhere. And of course, you can always just say it was the cycle of abuse, or like you said, Mark, maybe some sick sadist is the one that started this stuff way back in the day, and it just caught on. Certainly would love to have your viewpoint on this here at 855-450-FREE. But let me go on here. So he gives some examples of things he considers gone too far. And he says that this week in Boston University, 5 students were found in a frat basement, their hands tied with duct tape, their bodies covered in red welts, a situation that seems to indicate unlawful violence. He says such occurrences warrant punishment, but they are the exceptions rather than the rule, he claims. Fraternities are just containers. If you put cruel, vicious people into them, then cruel, vicious things will happen. Not only that, well, those cruel, vicious things would be cycled year after year.
If you have a hazing process, that hazing process is likely to expand as time goes by, because the person who is hazing now has been hazed in the past and kind of wants to get their get-backs. How do I know? It's happened to me. I've done it.
He says the opposite is also true. I know many selfless, considerate, decent brothers at SAE. That's his fraternity. They volunteered for community service. They organized a lecture series. Most importantly, they made sure hazing was kept in check, if not perfectly safe. Now remember, this is the same guy who started, for those of you just tuning in, we started his article last hour. This is the same guy who said that the most beautiful thing he's ever seen were two of his friends in a basement at Dartmouth College standing on the either side of a trash can, grabbing at each other's throats, their uvulas presumably, to induce vomiting, or pull the trigger, as they called it, after drinking 15 cups of beer each. So he loved that they were doing this to one another and just thought it was absolutely splendid. So this is what he considers to be hazing kept in check and perfectly safe. It's whether it's safe or not is not the issue.
They didn't claim that that was hazing. Like that portion of the that situation where the two men were trying to had their hands in each other's mouths trying to induce vomiting. I didn't get that was part of a hazing process. Sounded like fun on a Saturday night for these fellas.
Well, whatever. He calls it an activity within a Greek organization. It's something that was going on.
I'm willing to give you that.
But the people that are doing these things to one another, it's not about violence necessarily. Obviously, that's reprehensible. But I think that this whole process is reprehensible. It is very lowest common denominator. And, you know, good for them if they're going and helping the community during the daytime. But that doesn't mean they aren't doing damage to one another in the evening hours and that we shouldn't be concerned about it. He says Lowe's, this is the article he's critiquing, mentions an anything-goes mentality in fraternities. On the contrary, the writer says, I found that even the pledge period was heavily regulated affair. Any conversations about women were no more indelicate than what is said on Sex in the City. None of the acts involving physical abuse were more preposterous than a typical stunt on an episode of Fear Factor. I was forced by the risk manager, despite my protest to the contrary, to sit out a pledge event because of a scratch that I had accidentally gotten on my elbow. Later, when I was a brother, the officers of the house voted that a brother accused of rape be kicked out of the fraternity. Given how seriously we took these matters, I suppose the question remains. Why would two college students willfully, gleefully, pull each other's triggers? Those last two adverbs summarize how my group of friends handled pledge term. We chose to enter a fraternity, and we had fun while doing it. Our experience was almost like performance art. We weren't pledges. We were pledges. It wasn't hazing. It was hazing. He's putting quotes around pledges and hazing the second time he uses the terms. We took the antics of frat life to such an extreme as to make them camp. At an elite college that costs $50,000 a year, we had voluntarily joined an organization in which we were asked to sit around a basement drinking beer until we vomited, all the while being able to quit at any time. So that was hazing, Mark.
No, that's what alcoholics always say.
Anything so ridiculous could only be a joke. Ho, ho, it's just a joke. Tut, tut. The outrageousness of our behavior, in addition to usurping whatever authority the fraternal system might have had, became a part of our education. People go to college not only to get smart, but also be idiots. The latter makes possible the former. Does that make any sense to you?
No.
It's crazy justification for abuse. That's all this article is.
If you want an apartment complex where you know the people for the rest of your life and you look out for each other, I suppose that's what you want to do, but, you know, whatever.
Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I can love my friends and look out for them without ever having pulled on their uvulas. More coming up. Hour 3's next. Free Talk Live. Get in the
zone! You can prolong the life of your engine and save by doing regular oil changes yourself. And AutoZone's here to help. Right now, get a 5-plus quart jug of Mobil Super conventional motor oil and an STP oil filter at the low price of only $15.99. See store for restrictions and details. If you've never done the job yourself, it's a good time to start. Change your oil on time and on your own with help from AutoZone. Parts are just part of what we do. Get in the zone! AutoZone.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.